At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Abby the Podcast Lady. I am so glad that you could join me today. Usually we release episodes on the first and third Thursday of the month, but as I'm recording this, it is actually Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and I was poking around the internet and I was looking at a few things that I've had in my shopping cart. There's a lot of products that I use for podcasting that I end up having to buy more of as I use them and need them more and have to replace them and just want to add extra things to my setup. So I was just kind of poking through some things that I've had in my cart and on the back burner. And I was kind of thinking to myself, you know, if I was a beginner podcaster, what kind of things should I be shopping for on Black Friday and Cyber Monday or adding to a Christmas wish list or, you know, just kind of keeping an eye on as we go about this holiday season? Because usually there's some pretty good deals on certain items. So I thought, you know what, why don't I share my knowledge of starting a podcast with everyone else? Because that's the whole point of this show. So I wanted to show you a few things that I am scoping out this Black Friday for my podcasting journey that I hope can help you on your podcasting journey as well. If you are just listening to the audio version of this show, be sure you check out the video version as well, because I actually will be sharing my screen to show you certain products on certain websites to help you make the best decision for you to start your own podcast. If I was a beginner podcaster, the first thing that I would want to make sure I purchased is a microphone. And my microphone recommendation is always, always, always going to be the Rode PodMic USB. I am a huge fan of this microphone. I'm actually using it to record this podcast right now. What I love about this microphone is it is so dang versatile. Like, I'm using it right now plugged into my MacBook Pro via USB-C. I've used it before where I've plugged it into my cell phone via USB-C. It is so great because not only does it connect with a USB cable, it's also an XLR microphone too. So if you're using it just with your laptop, you can just plug it right in. Or if you're using it with a soundboard, something like the Zoom PodTrack P4, or I use a Rodecaster Pro, the first generation of them, you can connect it via XLR cable as well. What's great about getting this microphone as a starter microphone is that it can grow with you. So whether you're just starting with you, this microphone and your cell phone, or you, this microphone and a small recording device with an XLR cable, it can kind of do everything. And I am not going to lie to you, I'm kind of rough on equipment. I try to be gentle with things, but I'm just naturally just kind of rough with everything I own. And this thing has been through the ringer. I have accidentally dropped this microphone. It has been thrown in backpacks. It is thrown in bags and just brought everywhere. And it's really stood the test of time. If I take the microphone cover off on it right now, you'll see a few dents and dings in it, but it still sounds great. It still works great. I love that your headphones can plug into the back of it so you can monitor your audio through this microphone. It is a great piece of starter equipment. If you're just looking to get into podcasting or have a great piece of audio gear, I cannot recommend the Rode PodMic USB enough. This thing's awesome. Plus, it also comes in white on Amazon, as I'm showing you. You will pay a little bit more to buy it in white, but I like buying microphone covers for mine. I have like 5 different colors of mic covers for my Rode PodMics, and I just think it's a great piece of audio equipment that you can get a lot of mileage out of, especially if you're just getting started in podcasting. So definitely keep an eye out for deals on the Rode PodMic USB this holiday season. Now, if you're looking to do a multi-person interview or co-hosted style podcast in the new year, I would highly recommend looking at the Rode Wireless Go Gen 3 microphones. You might be thinking, well, I have those like teeny tiny little like plug into the phone clip-on microphones. Those work fine too. But if you want something that is going to be a truly great piece of audio gear that's going to last you a good long while and be able to grow with you, I think that the Rode Wireless Go series is a great place to start. Actually, let me show you something. Sitting right next to me, I actually have my Rode Wireless Go Gen 2 in their charging case. I never leave home without these microphones. I absolutely love these things. I have the second generation, which I think only came in the color black. I'm not going to lie to you. I have been looking at upgrading to the Wireless Go Gen 3, which is the one that you see on the screen right now, purely because they come in this color, lilac purple. I love this color. Everything that I can have in that color, I have in that color, like literally my computer mouse is that lilac color. My mouse pad is that color. Everything I can get in this color purple is great. And what's awesome is that if you have a signature color for, say, you're starting a podcast for your business and your brand color is this aqua blue, great. You can get that color microphone, orange, pink, purple, red, this really cool like terracotta color. There's a lot of options with the Rode Wireless Go Gen 3. And I think that it'd be so fun to just match your brand's vibe with your microphones. And these microphones are truly great. And like I mentioned, they can grow with you. So I most often will take mine and I keep a little USB cable in with it. Obviously it's purple and you can plug it right into your phone. And then you have a 2-microphone setup for out in the wild, on the go, interviewing people. I just use these to do a walking tour for one of my clients. We recorded a podcast of her giving a walking tour of her new facility that she just opened. And these microphones sounded so good, so clean, so professional. And I just plugged it right into my cell phone. They also work great with cameras. I plug mine also into my Sony ZV-1 and they work great for that as well. I'm a huge fan of the Rode Wireless Go microphones. That's not to say you have to buy these, but I think that there's something really great to look into and invest in, especially if this is something you want to be exploring long term or honestly dabble with these microphones for long form video. They work for short form too. So the Rode Wireless Go Gen 3 microphones, I think, are a great thing to keep your eye on this holiday season, especially if you can maybe get a little discount on them somewhere. I know that there was a price drop on them in the past 90 days. They went down about $100. And I just think they're a great piece of equipment to pick up. So definitely look into those. Also, I should mention this podcast is not sponsored by Rode. I just am a big fan of their products. Now I want to get into some software things that you could be looking into this Black Friday. There's some really great software deals going on right now. We're going to start with the one that we're actually recording on right this minute, and that is Riverside.com. They have a Black Friday deal going on right now, 35% off their annual plans for new users with a special promo code that is BF2025, and that deal is going on for a couple more days now, so I think like through the end of this Thanksgiving weekend is when you can take advantage of that Black Friday deal. I've been a Riverside user for... been over 2 years now, I think. I've been a part of the Riverside community for a while, and it has been so amazing to watch this company grow and the thought and intention they put into every single update they make behind the scenes and making this service better and better and better. I love it for remote recordings. I do a lot of my interviews over Riverside. It's just so seamless. And then the editing process afterwards is great too. It's really beginner friendly. It's super simple, super straightforward, and there's a lot of great tutorials on YouTube on how to use it as well. So I cannot recommend Riverside enough, especially for a beginner podcaster. This is a great platform to start on. There's a free version as well. You can do a lot of like editing. Obviously, you'll get the watermarks with that, but I think the paid version is awesome. And if you can score a deal on that annual plan to get started with Riverside in 2026 to get your podcast going, I think it's definitely worth looking into. Another software that I like to use is Descript, and I know that Riverside and Descript are very similar. They have a lot of the same like functionality, but I also think it's very different in what you're trying to accomplish on the back end. I really like Riverside for recording and editing simple interviews and just kind of like single camera shots or screen recording like this. I think Riverside is the way to go for that. But for Descript, I think that their transcript-based editing is, I wouldn't say easier, but I'd say more thorough and more detailed. And I think that there's a lot more functionality for like multicam in Descript. So if you're shooting a multicam podcast, I think Descript is a great editing software to use for that. That's what I do a lot of my multicam edits for clients on. And I really like that you can manipulate the camera angles a little bit more than you can in Riverside. So if you're doing more of that kind of production, I think that's the way to go for that. And there's a great deal going on for Black Friday for Descript as well. You can get 1,000 AI credits and 10 media hours for free. And they have a bunch of different plans that are pretty affordable from beginning to more business people that are running podcasts full time like I am. Like I started at the hobbyist one and it worked great until I just needed to kind of keep upgrading to the business plan, which I just upped to last week. So I had a couple of really big files that needed uploading. You could only do it with the business one. And we're talking like big files. So just something to look into. There's a lot of great options. And I think that Descript is a great place to kind of level up to when you're on your podcast journey. Maybe you started on Riverside and you're looking to up to a couple more camera angles in the new year. I think Descript would be a great place to kind of shift your energy to if that's something you're into. The next piece of software I want to show you, they're not running a Black Friday deal to my knowledge, or at least I haven't seen anything when I was looking this up online earlier, but that is Adobe Podcast. I started my audio journey on Adobe back in college. I went to college 12 years ago, 10 years, 2014, almost 12 years ago. It was a while ago, but I learned how to edit audio on Adobe, and I am a huge fan of Adobe Audition, and Adobe Podcast is kind of like the beginner version of Adobe Audition, is how I view it anyway, because I feel like I was kind of thrown to the wolves when I had to learn Audition. It seemed very scary, but it's not once you actually learn it. But I actually had a college professor teaching me how to do it. This is a very beginner-friendly way to get some really good, clean audio for your podcast. If you're starting it in the new year or starting it from scratch with maybe not the best equipment, or maybe it's just you and a cell phone and you want to clean it up and make it sound professional, Adobe Podcast can do just that. And they have some really great plans as well. Their free plan includes enhancing the speech and enhancing the audio. It's very like simple, basic. It gets the job done for what you might need it for as a beginner podcaster. Their premium plan includes audio processing for video. You can do bulk files. You can adjust things. There's a little more tweaking that can be done, obviously, because you're paying for the service, but I think it's well worth it. I'm a huge fan of Adobe, honestly, all their tools, but I really like Adobe Podcast. I think it is such an amazing tool. It has saved my butt and my clients' butt so many times with like corrupt files, just needing like tweaks, or there's like a weird hum or a background noise, or just taking that echoey sound out of the room. I think Adobe Podcast is something everyone in the podcast industry should be using, even if it's just to quickly clean up something and send it out into the world. I think it's such a great tool, and I would highly recommend looking into it. Like I said, I don't think they're doing any Black Friday deals. I haven't seen any Black Friday deals, but definitely poke around there and get familiar with Adobe Podcast, because it is just chef's kiss. And then the last thing I want to touch on when it comes to Black Friday deals and shopping around for podcast gear and trying to figure out what you need to buy to get into this industry and get into your show and making it actually come out of your head and into the world, I just want you to know that you don't have to buy anything. Like, you can use what is around you at any given moment. I tell everyone the best thing that they can start their podcast with is just their cell phone. Just their cell phone. Prop it up, record, clean up the audio in whatever free audio editing tool that you can find, and just put it out into the world. Share your message with the world. All it takes is hitting record and publishing it on some sort of platform. So you don't need to go and spend an arm and a leg this holiday season to get your podcast going. If that's what does kind of kick you in the pants, like buying new gym clothes to get to the gym, that's great. So be it. But you don't have to buy anything. You can use what is around you to make your show happen and make your podcast happen. And if you're curious about how to do that, I'd be more than happy to answer any question that you might have. AbbyGravesProductions.com is the best place to get a hold of me. Just fill out the contact form. It goes straight to my email. I would be happy to answer any podcasting questions you may have to get your show started in 2026. I just want to see more podcasts getting put out into the world. I want to see you succeed with the dream show that you have in your head. Make it happen. And if you need recommendations or you need help along the way, that's what I'm here for. Thank you so much for checking out this bonus episode of Abby the Podcast Lady. We will catch you with our regularly scheduled episode coming out on the first Thursday of December.